Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us.
Remember to open your windows during fogging. Wear light-colored clothing and cover your body as much as possible. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
The government will be placing renewed emphasis on science, technology, and innovation, including a focus on the development of nutraceuticals from Jamaican plants. This as a necessary avenue for accelerating growth and creating new businesses. That's the word from Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller as she presided over a meeting of the reconstituted National Commission on Science and Technology, NCST, held recently at Jamaica House. The Prime Minister, who's also chair of the NCST, outlined that the Commission's mandate is to enable the people of Jamaica to understand the role of science and technology in their daily lives and how the disciplines can be used to provide growth, jobs, wealth, and generally a better quality of life for all. Mrs. Simpson Miller adds that the body of knowledge encompassed by the Jamaican culture should not be ignored. This, she encouraged, must be exploited to Jamaica's advantage. She pointed to examples such as the country's healing waters and plants, which must be utilized to build a vibrant national nutraceutical industry with significant spin-offs for scientific investigative laboratories, farmers, distributors, marketers, and consumers. The NCST is expected to advance research, popularize science and technology, as well as make recommendations to the government for policy action in the area. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has hailed the country's firefighters as unsung heroes as they continue to make a significant contribution by protecting lives and property, often under difficult and life-threatening circumstances. The Prime Minister's remarks came in a message read by Attorney General Patrick Atkinson during the Jamaica Fire Brigade's Fire Services Awareness Week church service in Trelawney Sunday.
With ever-increasing demands for your services and the invaluable role played in minimizing the loss of lives and of injury to persons and damage to property from fires, from natural disasters and from accidents and other emergencies, members of the fire services remain in a virtual state of continuous high alert. May you enjoy great success and support as you continue your invaluable contribution to nation building.
Attorney General Patrick Atkinson. The Prime Minister has commended the leadership and members of the JFB for bringing the issues of fire safety and protection to public attention through the observance of Fire Services Week, which was celebrated October 26 to November 1. And Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner has reiterated her call for the media to establish its own self-regulatory body.
The media already have a set of shared values and ethics underpinning the profession and how it operates. Those are important prerequisites to self-regulation, and I don't believe it will be difficult to take that next important step to establish that independent body which will oversee and administer your code of practice.
Minister Faulkner was addressing a symposium on developing a framework for media self-regulation at the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, CARIMAC, University of the West Indies, Mona Campus on Wednesday. She urged the Press Association of Jamaica, the PAJ, and the Media Association of Jamaica, the MAJ, to work together to set up such a body, which should also protect the rights of citizens by giving those who feel wronged a means of seeking redress.
It should cover issues such as accuracy, privacy, misrepresentation, harassment, and discrimination. It should also provide a swift, transparent, simple, and cost-free mechanism to resolve complaints from members of the public arising from editorial conduct and content which are possible breaches of your code of conduct.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.